wrestling Jesus fan. Christ. Well, I'm shouting over the fucking song, Todd. My bad. Well, I am not. Fuck.
I don't know what's going on with Dan, but
well, there we go. I think we're good now.
Yeah, or Dan's already fucking up. We got people talking about Dan's porn stars in the chat. Get sent pictures of
relevant porn stars.
I don't know. I don't know.
Todd got phantom boobs sent to him, and he doesn't know who they're from. Why does Todd get boob pics?
Dan likes the dick pics, so don't forget that. And we're like under 2 minutes in.
Yeah, we're under 2 minutes in. Definitely demonetized. So yes, guys, I'm Flesh Wound Dan, kind of like Ozzy V, only better. And I'm joined by producer Todd tonight. How goes it, Todd?
I'm good. Got to see a damn near 7-hour wrestling show this past weekend. Hey. Live. Yeah, we'll have both perspectives, live and watching it on pay-per-view. Fortunately, yes. Pugs couldn't make it. Or he's just running late. Like
he might show up. We might get him in here after. So yeah, I watched on Fight. Todd was there front row all over that show. Cool.
Not the flag.
There's the iconic flag. If you're a fan of wrestling in California, that flag has probably been at 1,000 shows at this point.
It's the first time in 19 years it got to go to a real XPW show. Cause as it's been discussed, Cold Day in Hell and XPWX are not canon. So Rob was not involved. They don't count.
We'll get into everything. Before we do though, just a couple quick programming notes. First off, we've got we do have patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where we will have a special watch along for Piranha 3D following Thursday's live show at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we're a little, schedule's a little different this week, so be sure to tune into Flesh Wound Horror. And immediately after on Patreon, we are going to be doing that watch along. So.
And we should, and it's a special day. We're normally on Wednesdays, but.
Yes, Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Usually you will find us on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. So that can vary a little bit, but so a little bit of quick background. We're both big time XPW fans. Todd was at almost everything back in the day, and I was at a bunch of shows, including Free Fall. Both fans from the beginning. XPW was something really special to us, and it left just a huge hole, that one big hole that was not.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you're allowed to use it for that.
That hasn't been filled since they've gone. You know, again, I'm a fan of all kinds of wrestling, mainstream wrestling, but XPW was a special point in history that has never come back. You know, hey, there's other places that have done deathmatch wrestling. There's other places that have done, you know, it just always felt like XPW light. So when we heard that it was coming back last year, you know, it's like, oh man, I've heard this what, a dozen times since XPW closed at least, and it never came true. It did. Truth be told, we did have some criticisms for the first show, but I am very
you more curious than me, because I still had a good time.
yes, I had a little bit more. I was the asshole.
I get your complaints about it. I mean, your complaint was it didn't feel like XPW as it felt like a good indie. But my thought with that was the TV wasn't, like, we had one episode of TV. Like, it didn't give you enough chance, because that's what XPW's always thrived on, is their storylines. And like I said, the first run of XPW TV is some of, not the best wrestling TV, some of the best TV that there was. It's like, I just loved the whole show. It was hilarious. We had attempted rape and everything else you could, I probably shouldn't say want, but everything else you could want. It was just like, I always say that and Troma's Edge TV, both just, you know, they knew what they were and they just went with it. And yeah, I always loved the TV. And it was funny, because when I watched, because I went and saw the Baptized in Blood one was my first one. Then after that, I went to pretty much every California one.
Oh, such a good show too.
It was. And yeah, I it's just one of those things. It was a special moment in time. And every time I'd run into Rob Black, there was a few times, my first question was always, is it coming back? Even if I was inebriated like the one of the times, but was going to leave the wife and all. That was a hell night, so we won't even talk about Hellbound.
You almost lost your...
Yeah, it was...
marriage over
it was XPW. A bad night.
It's but, XPW?
No, that was UEW, but because Raw was Supreme. Yeah. It was one of those things.
Cool. Dedication, though. That's awesome.
To a fault. Looking back on that now, that may not have been the best call, but... Young.
There you go. So, yeah, no, wait.
Before we jump into the show, I do want to talk about this current run of TV that leads up to the show.
Yes, because people should be aware of this. Yes.
Yeah, it's been airing on Fight, or if you're in the XPW group on Facebook, it you can get all your info there, the XPW.com. They put the episodes up there. But I mean, Fight's the one that, you know, you can watch on your TV app, and it's probably the easiest for most people. But right off the bat, I love the show. It has that feel. I've said it. Well, I'll say it to you. I feel Rob's pain because you're my Will. So, Wall of Dicks for Dad.
That's fucked up, Todd. It's fucked up.
Yeah, and well, you just said in the comments, watching XPW TV definitely adds to the experience of the show.
Yeah,
which I 100% agree with. I mean, like, they set stuff up. It was what a wrestling show should be. I mean,
yeah.
I hate fucking indie shows where it's nothing. It's just, here's some matches. And we had some story. This is... It's still a deathmatch tournament. It's a little bit... That part's not storyline driven as much as like... Because we had 18 matches. The first three were more storyline driven. And the last one was also storyline driven. We're not going to go through all 18 matches. We're going to talk about the show in general. If we didn't say that.
Yeah. We'll run down the reactions, things, and combine certain things. But so yeah, XPW TV back in the day, for those that don't remember. And I think those sets, the DVD sets, are way out of print now, sadly, but
there's episodes on line. There's a Roku app now, XPW. Just search it on Roku. I think I forgot to tell you this. Nice. And yeah, you can watch. I don't think it's all the episodes, but I know they're working on getting everything up there.
It was, yeah, man. I mean, for those of you that maybe have heard of XPW through, you know, some of the big moments, Free Fall, of course, you know, everybody knows Free Fall. A lot don't realize, like, man, XPW TV was special. I mean, you made the Troma's Edge TV reference, and yeah, very much so. Some really great Pogo the Clown stuff.
And they both have that I don't give a fuck attitude. We're gonna do what we want. They weren't PC. They weren't worried about that,
which was the biggest concern I had with it coming back, to be honest, because there's nothing that would break my spirits more than getting non-XPW. And
I know you were worried about that on the first show.
I was very worried about that on the first show. Now, it's obvious going forward that we are going to have women's wrestling, which is great. I think that's awesome. You know, the original XPW didn't really have too much in the way of serious women's wrestling, but, you know, I'm cool with having that now. But that doesn't mean I don't want those, you know, Christy Mist and Veronica Kane type characters. And, you know, I like some skin. I like, you know, XPW is like a grindhouse movie. It's something you would go and watch on 42nd Street to make a, you know, a movie comparison. I don't want it to lose that feel. In the chat, actually, Cynical, our first person in the chat tonight, had mentioned GCW being pretty woke. I don't hate GCW. I don't love it, though. Like, fuck, I've watched.
I'm not a fan.
I think that they, I think XPW could absolutely overtake them. I know it's early to be saying that, and GCW gets a lot of mainstream, you know, press with the big, you know, Sean Ross, whatever the fuck, and all those people. But I think XPW could be better than GCW. I've watched a few GCW shows and was, you know, never really blown away. And they have changed quite a bit from what they started out as. So I think XPW can be a real alternative. And right now we have a shit ton of wrestling. You could spend 17 hours a week just to watch all the different companies that have TV, you know, just WWE, Impact, you know, AEW. XPW could be a real alternative. When I hear like Control Your Narrative and all these new promotions trying to start up, I'm like, what are you going to give me that I'm not seeing? Because it's, even as a diehard fucking wrestling fan, it's a tough sell to get me to watch more wrestling. So
I want to watch less. I 100% honest, I was looking forward to this more than WrestleMania. Not even close.
Well, in terms of the booking, for sure. I had fun with WrestleMania, but the booking was shit. So, yeah, I agree. I agree. And I was worried. New York is not California. So I'm happy to say my thoughts tonight are going to be mostly positive. I almost don't even want to see XPW run in New York, to be honest with you. It just doesn't feel the same. I don't know about you. Well, I think I can safely say, yeah, not the same. I believe Todd might have frozen. I'll keep talking. The New York show just didn't quite come off. It was a long show. That's something with a lot of indie shows that can be an issue. Welcome back.
Sorry. Of course, today's the one day my computer wants to be an ass. So we're doing this today.
That's fine. That works. Old school.
Yeah.
I was just saying XPW in California is like authentic XPW. I was happy to hear some politically incorrect crowd chants. I'm sure all to be blamed for.
A few of them. I was also blamed about the chairs, but we can talk about that later.
They don't know not to throw them, do they? Now, or they?
It's weird. I mean, it takes the first one to start for it to go, but. I was going to talk about the crowd. You brought that up. It was weird. Like, they were a local crowd, but like every chant we do, they would do it like different or at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. It was really weird. Like, they couldn't like keep it going, or they'd like shorten it. But the one that I could tell was there was quite a few XPW. We had people coming up to, you know, remembering us from the shows or remembering us from some of the other promotions. And one guy was extremely happy the flag was there. But it was because there was a lot of new people, which that's good because you want a bunch of new people for the restart of the promotion. But there was one. I knew when they were chanting, "You suck," and that was it. I was like, okay, so we did, you know, we made sure Dick was added in there. I was just like, they're just, it seems like wrestling fans now are trained so well to be PC, even though Klaus told us to be ourselves or be what we were. And we were exactly what we were.
I was very not that I don't know anything really about her personally, but like Camille coming in from NWA, I was like,
she was gonna beat up Pugs.
Yeah, Pugs said he got possibly legit look of disdain.
She didn't like who's this bitch. I don't watch NWA.
That's one thing. Like, I was like, man, what if she's a crack whore chant starts or something along those lines? Like, I'm curious how some of these modern wrestlers will handle that. Because there have been recent shows where people have, I think, Pull Her Weave was a chant that caused Thunder Rosa to start screaming at a fan at a recent show. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, how are they? I hope Rob still has the balls, and I think he does, to just say go fuck yourself when that comes up. Because
yeah, no, for that, like, yeah, like I said before, the G Raver thing. Like, I don't know if he pulled himself or, you know, which I'm sure he did, but like that, I get that's like different. You know, the guy got, you know, called out wife beater. That's different. That's not necessarily with the content wise, but like. Yeah, I'm okay with that, but we're getting what XPW should be. Like, I know you were worried because we didn't have porn stars in the first one.
I do want, like, I could be wrong, and I'd be glad to be wrong. I don't necessarily know that Veronica Kane and Jasmine St. Clair are going to be regulars. But I would like that next wave. You know what I mean? Because, like, not you can have a character that doesn't wrestle and is kind of a sexualized character. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Cinecal said G Raver pulled himself, but Rob was going to. You know, he talked about it on the podcast. I knew I'd heard that, and I don't get to hear every podcast because he does it a lot, and then we're doing it a lot too. So I try to listen as much as I can. He did what he did talk about the I'm a Raw Black Guy shirt that I did.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to pronounce my name, which is funny because he wasn't sure he was doing it, but he nailed it in the first try. So good job.
Yeah. Look, there are legit reasons for people to get canceled, but I don't want it to be like, oh, this guy made a joke that I don't like, so pull him from all shows. That's what they're going to have to really. You know, fight the good fight on that one.
It's not AEW is the worst. I can't.
I mean, I put AEW over WWE right
no,
now.
No, I mean the worst on the wokeness.
They're very bad on the wokeness.
Yeah,
to a ridiculous extent.
No, go ahead.
No, I just said like to a ridiculous extent where. You know, wrestling events are where you should be able to purge. And as long as you don't put your hands on somebody or, you know, do something stupid like that, in which case, you know, wrestlers, I don't even know if most modern wrestlers would know what to do in that case. But, you know, you certainly deserve to get smacked in that case. But chant whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
I was glad to see Kloss.
Maybe not what they chanted at R-Truth back in the old shows, but
that was like, fuck, somebody's gonna get their ass beat.
I'll chant a lot of fucked up shit, but I'm not going that hard.
But you know what? He handled it the right way.
He did.
What was his response? Suck my big black.
I'll tell you one of my disappointments. Rob Black didn't come out and call us all beaners like he used to. So now, damn it.
That is one thing I'm going to say right now. I want piece of shit Rob Black because he's one of my favorite characters of all time.
Black Army's my favorite faction.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Rob Black was a really good heel. So I do want to see that. You know, I it's okay. We're not quite getting that just yet. But I do want to see, you know, piece of shit Rob Black, the grindhouse villain. So far, I'll tell you what, man, I had a big smile on my face for the show. He'll be back.
No, just switching.
Cool, cool. Yeah, now you sound better. Yeah, I had a huge fucking smile from beginning to end. So, and obviously, you know, I'm not in an area where I see a lot of deathmatch wrestling. I know you get it all the time, but
yeah, Sinical. He did turn on Cage It at Rebirth, but coming back to California, there's no way he wasn't going to be a face there. I mean, a lot of us, this was a long time waiting, almost 20 years.
Yeah, man. I will throw out from the beginning one gem that I think they have, and I hope to see him on future shows. An unsigned gem right now is Silas Young. I think he really fits well.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, he really feels like he would have been there back in the day. And I'm a big fan of that guy. I've seen him at a bunch of Ring of Honor shows. And yeah.
PW was my introduction. You know, it's funny because I don't watch a lot of, like, people, because I do stuff in the business, you think I watch a lot of wrestling. But I work for promotions that aren't my genre of wrestling. I'm a hardcore fan. I want, you know, wrestling to be realistic, not a bunch of flippy bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that's like what 90% of it is. So, I mean, the style I love is XPW. You know, it was also ECW style, but XPW took it and gave it a little more edge.
No, absolutely. Like I said, don't just do what everybody else is doing. And I thought that was a good opening match with Brawlin' Bo Cooper.
I think the first time he's wrestled in quite a while. And you want a horror connection. He works for Trick or Treat Studios. I kept Pugs from talking shit, but yeah, he does. And those were like the easiest matches to like get into it. Like, those were all storyline matches. It's hard to like talk shit when you're about to watch a death match and then get into the show. I mean, death match tournaments are kind of quiet. I mean, because a lot of like the times people don't know, you know, they're getting used to it. But I thought it was nice. The crowd was into it.
Yeah, it's weird to think there's fans that were there that weren't even born yet when XPW, you know, went on hiatus.
This was Haley's first show, technically. I mean, she'd been there before when Danielle was pregnant with her.
There you go. That's awesome. How did she have fun?
I think so. I barely talked to her. I was in the front row and it was like, there was no way I was getting out of that. I was like, I didn't know I was going to be there for 6 hours and 40 minutes. Now I get that's one of the biggest gripes of the show is the length.
Yeah.
Setting up and cleaning up death matches is not a quick process. Mm. 16 man is a lot of matches. That's 15 alone.
Yeah. But the barbed wire people don't realize I've seen that and yeah. No.
And they did it right. Like a lot of times they'll half-ass it because it's running late. They did it right. I was happy. Here's the thing. XPW has my favorite death match ever, which was Messiah and Supreme. And the way it built and we got to our high spot. Well, our big spot, the big death match part. And we were kind of going that way, but then at a certain point, we kind of got into modern deathmatch wrestling. And, I'm someone who likes it a little bit more restrained. And I know that's like the XPW way, so I don't know. I would have liked to see it pulled back a little. Not that it's still not I still didn't have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I mean, there's still room to improve, for sure. You know, there's no such thing as a flawless show anymore, but I was happy with this. I really was. Like, I really don't have any major complaints. For those that really don't know the wrestling scene or the deathmatch wrestling scene, I mean, Schlack is a fucking star. Like, if I never laid eyes on Schlack before, he's the type of dude who's like, oh wow, I want to see more of this dude. I also awesome promos. If you haven't like watched a Schlack promo, yeah, that I he could do well even in woke ass AEW, which is saying something. There's something about him.
Yeah, he's top guy wherever he goes. I'm glad that XPW is where he went. Speaking of which, have you seen all the shit going on about, because you saw the did your feed cut out at the end? Or could you not hear it? So I know there were some issues at the end of the feed.
There were some audio issues. It wasn't horrible, but yeah, there was. I'd hear the bump like after the bump.
Oh, okay. So it was just out of sync. But his promo where he was all pissed off about not having the belt, this and that, and it's just funny. I don't want to even put over this group because they're all debating worker shoot, which, you know, is something I don't like to. It's like, just enjoy it. But because there was an exchange between Rob and Schlack on is this Twitter or this might be Instagram. I can't tell. It's a screen cap. But just some tool is like work. Rob just trying to be edgy and controversial. Do they not know what creating a story is on the internet? Do they just all have to like, I know what's going on and be a fucking mark? I mean, they're creating a story that's been being created. Just fucking watch it. Stop fucking. I don't know.
It's like, asshole, if you're talking about it, then it's working. Right. So, you know, yeah, I don't know. And I don't care. You know what? Yeah. That doesn't affect me as a viewer. I'm very engaged.
Okay. Now here's my biggest complaint. And this one is almost unforgivable. And that is that High Pitch Will did not get to finish his performance and Pogo wrecked the whole goddamn thing. So I want that show to happen at the next one. Come on.
You could. I mean, I popped for it. I love Pogo. You could tell, and I know others have brought up that been a little bit since he's done the gimmick. There were a couple things that were just a little bit off, but still seeing him come out, scare the shit out of some kid that he was just staring
at. You know, one thing that I was like bummed, he didn't smack the shovel against the railing like he always did.
Yeah, I did notice that too.
I was like,
that was a little odd, but I know I saw him, and I might be butchering the name. The last time I saw him live, it wasn't as Pogo. It was John Applebaum.
That's Joe Applebaum.
Joe Applebaum. Okay.
He also, Coach Nugs.
Coach Nugs. Yeah.
He's not a fan of the gimmick, from what from talking to people or Supreme. He's had been talked into it a few times, so. I know you were saying you don't get why he doesn't just embrace it.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, shit. Again, XPW was in Suncoast and Sam Goody and FYE. There are people that, you know, never seen wrestling in California that know you as Pogo the Clown. Embrace it. It's a great gimmick. Yeah. Again, I don't know who's going to be on the show as a regular now, if that was just a cameo, you know. Remains to be seen, but
I know I popped pretty hard when Angel came out, because that was when we didn't know he was a surprise.
Yeah.
And I was the one, no one jumped in on the chant. There was like three people. It's like, which I can't even say on because we're on this now.
Yeah, but definitely not.
If you know his hardcore blank name, so.
Yeah, no, that's something that I think the fans...
We were full in. Klaus just literally told us, say whatever the hell you want. Then you bring Angel out, we're not going to chant it. Get the fuck out of here. And I agree, Sinical, Angel is a legend.
Oh, absolutely. Another fantastic gimmick and performer.
I will put that one on the screen.
I will... Fuck Effie. Effie. Nothing against Effie, but Effie is not Angel. Angel, yeah, much better than, in my opinion. Yeah, no, I lost my shit for that. Veronica Kane.
Still looks beautiful.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Jasmine St. Clair, of course. That was really nice. Vic Grimes, really cool to see him still... still alive, quite frankly.
He hasn't really done much since XPW.
He's getting up there because I don't think he was a particularly young guy even around Freefall. I could be wrong, but
still looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, he still looks good. I'd love to see more from him. Then again, obviously, there's going to be new names. So far, a lot of the names, honestly, they feel authentic. I mean, of course, Schlack, Vincent, I've been a fan of his for a while now. I'm behind on Impact, but doesn't he have a contract with Impact?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. You're further back than me.
Yeah, there's too much now. And my time's too valuable. So if I'm going to watch something, it's going to be something good. And yeah. I'm not mad 7 hours. Though I did hear him mention there is going to be the shorter version. Well, you know, without the setup and cleaned it and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously that's, but I also wanted to put over Pagano, who I've heard a lot of people say a lot really good things about him in general, even just aside from his work. So he seems like somebody that I'd be totally down with seeing as a regular now as well. A name that I think a lot of people know, Necro Butcher. I literally heard he was on the verge of death at one point. How the fuck is he still standing upright at this?
I'm gonna bring this comment, Sincal. Big fucking Joe. Now I'm gonna tell you right now. I wasn't familiar with his work before this show, but he was the guy that really jumped out at me. Is one I really did like, and it wasn't just because he had a Toxic Avenger tattoo on his calf and a Battle Royale one on his arm. Not just, but I did. I was like, this is. He normally does death matches too, right?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
Because I know there's a couple that didn't, like Juicy Fatu, and I know people were complaining about his match. It was kind of short.
Yeah, I don't have a big issue with that, though. I mean, when you have that, what, 18 matches, was it? Yeah, you gotta... You got to keep a few of them short.
Well, in most deathmatch tournaments, your first rounds are going to be your longer matches, and your second rounds are going to be a little shorter. Yeah, tidy whities. There we go. Sit it down. That's not why I was a fan of him, but.
Also, Masada. I mean, come on. Like, how is Masada? Would he not be an XPW? Love Masada.
I got to put over Terex. I mean, yes, full disclosure, I'm friends with him. But it was good to see some of, you know, like Tim, Kyle, Sage. And, well, like Sage has been on the big stage too. I mean, maybe not this big, but yeah, it was good to see them.
Picking up some wins there.
Yeah.
Sage, I was happy to see that. And I think it was awesome also being there. I mean, we've had the Supreme Memorial stuff, but still this felt like
it's where he came from. I mean, yes, he worked at Slammers with Slammers before, but I mean this is where he became Supreme. And there was a Immemorium banner. Rob said it's going to be at every show, which is awesome. I mean, it was kind of bittersweet that Supreme wasn't there for this.
I didn't like know him personally like you guys did, but just being a fan and, you know, I'm really happy I got to actually talk to him the last time I was in California. So many great memories.
Dirty Ronald should have passed to the second round. Crazy fun guy, Daniel Flores. It's funny. I've seen Dirty Ronald a few other times, but under his other gimmick, Seabass, I wasn't a huge fan of him. I've seen Dirty Ron like around, but I've never actually sat and watched one of his matches because he runs in San Diego. I thought he did really good. And yeah, I wouldn't have been mad if he got to the second round. I did pop for the Yayo spot, but I'm a little disappointed we didn't get a Carlitos Montana reference since, you know, XPW. And I haven't seen that guy since XPW. Brian Tresh. Was Damien and Halloween there? And they weren't.
No.
That would have been cool, too.
Well, remember, it's only the second show. So, yeah,
and I don't know if we're going to, you know, have the legends at everyone. I mean, it makes sense at the first one.
No, look, there's not there's very few left that actually still wrestle from XPW. So, you know, you're only going to get so many. I would have liked to have seen Jessica Darlin.
Yeah, maybe next. Well, the next, I don't know if it's just women's tournament, but I know that they're doing the women's belt next show. I'm sure there'll be other stuff too. Hopefully not 16 women. That's
no,
you know, I'm with Rob on the women's wrestling. So, although I did like the match we had, I'm not going,
but it's, you know, weird next video. I'll tell you what, I'm fine. I've always, hey, I'm the guy that when, you know, Shimmer came around and when TNA started actually doing some really great stuff with the women, I always supported women's wrestling. That doesn't mean you can't have the old school too. Do the tournament, and maybe on XPW TV you can build up something, you know, more.
Well, we have,
you know, from the old school. Get, you know, some skin in there.
Well, I don't. Well, we have Misha Montana.
Yeah.
So there.
It's a lot of thirsty sons of bitches out there, you know.
Cat Martini.
Yes, I appreciated the outfit for the show. You can still have that. You can have those characters, and I really hope they do, because that's something that's missing. And I really hope they can also get coverage. I mean, that's why we don't do too many wrestling shows anymore, but like we have to cover this, because it's like Sean Ross, whatever the fuck, all these, you know, they're all in the UK now. None of them are gonna talk about XPW. So I think it's one of those things, you have to get the word out. So if you do enjoy this, hey, shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah. Cinecal says Ty is a great addition. I agree. I got yelled at after, because when she was standing right in front of me, I didn't attempt to motorboater. That's what all my friends were getting mad at me. I'm like, really? I'm not like.
You think you can take out Johnny, whatever he is now?
I'm worried about. I think she'd be the fight, but
there
you know what that does. But I actually really like her work. I've seen her, you know, previously, yeah. AWS. I didn't watch any of her WWE stuff because
there wasn't a whole lot of it. I mean, it's just gone.
They the stupid name. I was like, yeah, I'm good. You know, Brian Tresh, good old fashioned cat fight. Yes, that's,
yeah. Give it, you know, and I don't want a whole show of that, but have a break in between. You know, Kat can do something, you know, you find, I'll say it, like maybe some, you know, modern day porn stars, cam girls, whatever, you know, that would be good characters in the company. I think that's actually a huge thing. And I know not everybody's going to like it, but again, you're not trying to be the same as everybody else. So, yeah, have a couple of the break, you know, good breaks in between the action for the women's tournament.
Someone just said, seek out the Dirty Dishes match between Taya and John Morrison from WrestleCon. I heard that. I will have to see it. That actually did sound like something. And I'm not one who likes intergender, but husband and wife beating each other. Or, well, are they married or are they just together? I can't even remember. Either way.
They're married.
Okay. So, yeah, I do want to see that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It would have been fun to get like a Melina run in. Or even funnier to get a Batista run in. Batista bomb and leaves with Taya. That would be the funniest fucking finish ever.
All right. Yeah. Rob, make that happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, just, oh, man, can you imagine just John Morrison just like slaps him and it's just like a Batista bomb and he leaves with playoff current events. Make that happen, Rob.
I don't know if you guys are expecting us to go by rundown match by match. I don't know if we're gonna do that.
I don't think we're doing match. Well, since it came up briefly, Necro Butcher did almost kill a guy. Holy shit, dude. I don't know, like, from your vantage point, but Jesus Christ. I cringed a little bit on that pile driver.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of moments like that, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And no, I liked it
too much.
And I like that the crowd didn't turn when we got some actual wrestling in the main, because sometimes they're not gonna like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I do like a slow build, but I just like to see some wrestling in it. But again, that's also Supreme, the way, you know.
Hey, there was psychology in
always.
Supreme always had psychology in his death matches,
and to me, that's my gold standard death match worker. And that was before I got to know him. So it's
no offense to the modern guys, but yeah, there's not a Supreme in my opinion yet.
No.
They're probably never.
Again, it's a different generation of death match guys. I think more of the XPW guys seem like workers, wrestlers who did death matches. They weren't like going out there to be deathmatch wrestling. They were, you know, it was just that hardcore element.
Yeah, no, I agree. And yeah, I mean, as far, I'd love to see Homeless Jimmy back. Obviously, I'm a big Jimmy mark. I'd love to see, again, when I say back for some of these people, it doesn't necessarily mean as a regular character. I mean, Damian Steele obviously hasn't wrestled in a long time, but it'd be cool to see him show up. God, I don't know who else is even doable at this point. But yeah, Jessica Darlin would be good.
Larry Rivera. I know they ended on bad terms, but that's one I'd really love to see back.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, commentator. I haven't sat down and watched, well, because it is a long show, the pay-per-view version.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really do want to check out. I may wait for them that final version to come out so I don't have to fast forward through all the.
I know of some people who watch that are not, you know, in tune with like what goes on in the indies for the most part. And there was like some shock at, you know, Sage getting the shit kicked out of her in a death match. That was a little bit jarring for some people, which is a good thing.
I was gonna say the first time I saw Sage bleed was at I want to say it was Rob Black's second XPW show appearance, because for UEW.
Yeah.
Rob and BC came out, and BC was just like, you know, slicing Sage's head. And it was funny because I was like, I don't want to see a woman bleed. Now it doesn't even bother me.
And that can be like you figure like modern fans, and then you're seeing like a woman just gushing blood all over the place.
And it was funny though, because it was, I'll tell you this real quick, because it was UEW West Coast Cruiser Cup, which is not a death match or any hardcore show. It's just like a cruiser tournament, I guess is the best way to say it. Well, because it's, yeah. And so we're like, okay, Marino can go to his first UEW show. And then that shit happens. And he already loves Sage from Chaos's Santino Brothers. Mm-hmm. So then he just starts cutting her up, and he's crying his ass off. Now, this is before I did any, you know, worked UEW or did any camera stuff with them. But I was yelling at the cameraman, like, fucking get this shot, because you got a little kid crying. I was like, that's a money shot.
Absolutely. Hey, look,
I don't care, it's my friend's kid, you filmed that shit.
Look, nowadays I don't want it to just be like some safe space. Like, I want the fuck, you know, if he's a heel, scare the shit out of the kids. That's the you're gonna remember that when you're older. I mean, I can remember Vader grabbing me by the fucking shirt and thinking I was gonna die. So, you know, like,
you might have.
I might have, because I was definitely chanting some stuff that would get me canceled today in Vader. But yeah, man.
So you, like, just called him fat? That's like,
that's like, yeah, that's still where he got the promo from. I broke him. I'm a big fire piece of shit. oh man. Yeah. No, overall, I had a blast. I really did. Yeah, it's too long, And that's something that in general with wrestling, that is an issue these days, but it's not going to be every show. I don't think like every show is going to be 6 hours. I don't think people have to worry about that.
Cinecal said, I love Sage's gimmick. I'm a sucker for anything associated with Halloween. I don't know if I told you this, but the theme she came out to was what I created. I was like, hey, I know that. Because it was the mix of like her version with the Supreme one.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, shit. All right, cool.
Yeah, carrying on the legacy. That's awesome.
And Pugs made her ring jacket, if anyone noticed her jacket. Yeah, Pugs made that.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So he was excited. He's like, my shit's on the pay-per-view.
Shout out to Pugs, who I know wanted to be here.
Oh, yeah. And before I forget, Pugs wanted me to make sure to say, fuck that trophy. It was a piece of shit. And it wasn't just because he didn't make it, but he had to make sure I said it. So hit up Pugs if you want a good trophy.
Pugs does make good trophies. Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with the trophy either.
But I don't know if that was the point, because we did break it at the end.
Although
Andre broke that giant expensive one because we...
And the crowd was good, correct? In terms of numbers, I don't know if there was like...
Yeah, it's one of those things. 6 hour show, people start leaving like almost every hour once you hit that 2.5-3 hour mark. Because I noticed the guys behind me, next to me, were gone. It was still the first round,
which is insane to me. Because I mean, those weren't...
we were like 2 hours in, and it was the first round. But because at some point, like, they probably just wanted to go see deathmatch wrestling, and then they just cut. And it was funny because I was like, are they still getting a beer? And I should have told Jason to come down sooner, but his drunk ass came over to sit by me at some point. and then like the guys behind me left, I think when they were sent to the barbed wire, but it sucks. It was like all the people leaving were on hard cam side.
I was disappointed Jason didn't get kicked out. I was like, let there be some kind of an incident.
Oh, well, I fucking will kick some asshole out of through a bottle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
High pitched Will?
Yeah.
I'd like to see Will shoot on somebody.
Yeah, so that was awesome. Yeah, there was a couple assholes, but
yeah. No, don't throw glass bottles for sure.
Or full water bottles or half full water bottles. I guess I could say don't throw anything, but I mean, Masada did ask for a chair.
And you gave it to him, so
I mean, I was blamed for starting it. I was like, how's that even possible if Masada did it?
It's
go
funny.
Watch the videotape. I don't even know if I did. I just started throw a chair.
Contrasting like GCW and XPW, like a Nick Gage just almost feels out of place in GCW to me now. You know what I mean?
He like, is it, now.
He really is. He just almost feels like he doesn't fit there. Yeah, GCW is just becoming something else. And yeah, that's great. You like it. You like it. That's awesome. But
yeah, like you like any under indie. It's something else. And I'm not saying things shouldn't evolve and it shouldn't. Like, I don't care if we have deathmatch wrestling every XPW show. And I don't think we will, because they like to build to stuff, which they always have, which is what you should do.
Yeah, I don't want it at every show. And I love deathmatch wrestling, but, you know, or what, certainly not more than a match, you know.
What I do want from XPW is envelope-pushing storylines and stuff. That's what XPW is. I mean, they've always pushed the envelope. That's the one thing I don't want to go away. Mm-hmm. We could have one deathmatch a year, and as long as we get good stories and television like we've been getting, I've loved it so far.
You know who would be perfect in not just the guy, but just the character more than anything in XPW is like Joe Gacy right now, because they could take like the woke gimmick and really make it work in XPW.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, shit, I think they could still even do a version of that, because what's better than a woke heel in XPW? I don't know. Maybe it's something Taya could even do. You know, you can have kind of like the old school versus the new school.
Well, shouldn't that be the NWA chick Pugs didn't like?
Camille, yeah.
Yeah, Camille. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess, yeah. Well, she had a belt. I saw it was NWA. I was like, okay, she's not nobody.
I would love to just see the NWA women's title defended and you're getting like show your butthole chance. Or...
Did you know Danielle got a show your butthole comment on her photo?
She did.
On what she posted in the XPW group.
Damn.
Then the guy edited it and said, and I mean that in the most respectable way. And then he deleted it.
But I was going to say, just leave it up. And
yeah, Danielle talked to him too. It was like, he was at the show. Apparently he was there since noon drinking. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. No, you shouldn't. I don't like the idea of like going to a wrestling show and having to watch what I worry about, what I say, you know? And I mean, that's a pretty huge deal too. Cause it, wrestling is a place to just get crazy, purge. And, you know, like I said, I'm not advocating you don't touch wrestlers. That's a big no-no, always has been, always should be. But, hey, if I want to chant, if you want to chant, show your butthole at the NWA Women's Champion, hey, it's funny. Laugh it off. It's like, and hey, as a worker, come back, say, well, show me your tiny little needle dick first or something, you know?
Yeah. And the ones who give back are always the best.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Although yeah. The ones who you can tell really hate it are also really fun to give shit to, too.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I've only been punched in the face once and only made like three wrestlers cry.
don't ask. Back in years ago when I was sort of toying with maybe opening a wrestling promotion.
Real quick. Almost got tossed from a TOD for tossing chairs on the ring for Nick Gage. He told us throw them in. Right? That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and let to me that's kind of a regular, and unless they say ahead of time, do not throw anything in the ring, which okay, then you know, abide by it.
And then you know what? I probably did throw the first one. I can't even lie. I'd have to look at the tape, but I heard it and I did it.
You did.
And you, oh, did I? Did you want?
Yeah, I saw you just
like. You're like, yep. Yeah, here's the thing. It's the producer in me. That's going to look fucking awesome when that happened. And did it not?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw it in. You threw it in.
Hopefully I don't get banned for that. I was just doing what I was told.
I mean, hey, like I said, abide by the rules, but there's been so much stupid shit lately. What was, I know one guy got kicked out of it. Well, I mean, WWE, but he got kicked out of an NXT show for doing a certain salute to Marcel Bartel when he was coming out, which, you know, again, guys,
was it a salute we'd make fun of you at?
Yeah, fuck you, Todd.
No, no, is it? I don't know.
Yes,
is
that, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
You said like the Gunther salute or something.
You know, I'm like, all right, if you must warn the guy, but come on, why do we have to kick everybody out of a show for not liking a chant or something? There was one, honestly, was it Taya? It might not have been Taya, actually, but there was some incident with a fan. A while ago, like, be a heel, talk shit back to them. Don't, like, you know, if you don't stop acting up, I'm gonna like get you kicked out. That's fucking
lame. Yeah, that's so much to do. And if you're a face, you still gotta come back at him.
Yeah, like Bully Ray having the guy like go back into the back to talk to him. that broke my heart. Bully Ray.
I would have rather him pull the Will Smith.
Keep my wife's mouth out your or name out your fucking mouth. I can hear it in Bully Ray voice too. Of all the people too, he was the one that told what's her name, Jazzy Gabbert, that she wasn't hot enough to be in wrestling. You know, like don't get woke on us, Bully. We know you're not.
And I'm not, I won't even lie. I would love to see Bully Ray show up in XPW.
Honestly, I don't I don't think he's got another run with a major company in him. Devon's definitely done for health reasons. So I don't know. Could I see Impact bringing him back at this point? Maybe, but I don't.
That's why I want an XPW run.
Oh, to get like authentic Bully Ray would be awesome.
Oh my God. Hold on. Keep your fucking chairs out my fucking ring. That's awesome.
That could be a Silas Young spot.
Well, we didn't talk about the finish and who won in our main event. We should kind of touch on that. Like, yes, I mean, absolutely. We came down to Masada and Schlack. I think those were the two favorites going in. Mm-hmm. And how do you... I love the fact that Schlack, Supreme loves Schlack. He wanted him, like, he was a big fan of his work and, you know, was in CCW, mm-hmm. The promotion Supreme booked for or worked for. I don't want to use smart. So, yeah, I was like, I'm really happy with this. I think Supreme would have been happy with this. I mean, if he couldn't win it himself, I should say.
Oh, dude, can you imagine Supreme feuding with Schlack? And that would have been... fucking cool. The promos, not just forget the match, just the fucking promos.
Yeah,
Schlack is awesome on his promos. If you guys haven't watched a Schlack promo, please do. I think I tried to tag him in this, but I think he must have gotten kicked off Twitter or something.
Yeah. I mean, I know we are. We did like this show very much, and we're already fans going in. But I'm glad this is kind of putting the naysayers in their place. I mean, there's still some people that are.
Well, hey, look, I was not super kind to the first show.
You were not.
So you know, you're not getting like just a bullshit Mark's perspective. You know, especially if you go back and but you know, I'm not. If there's something I don't like, we're gonna tell you we don't like it. So, I don't have, like I said, I don't have very major complaints on this one. It felt like, you know, your childhood coming to life again, other than the length of the show. Yeah, I don't have to. And well, Necro Butcher did almost kill Hood, but that was still, fun to watch. I'm glad everybody's okay. Yeah, dude, I definitely want to keep covering it. And when's the next show? June?
Was it June 29th or June 25th?
I know June.
It was funny because you heard it has to be the 25th thing. You heard was Camille got our first "you fucked up" chant because she said January instead of June. We didn't get it till Taya called her out, but then she immediately got the "you fucked up."
She would actually, I think, be fun. She still needs a little bit of work in the ring, but she would be kind of a fun, like maybe have her like Silas Young do something together. God, can you imagine like Nick Aldis in XPW? Oh, wow. Oh man, that would be kind of surreal. But hey, why not? I'd love to see Schlack on NWA TV.
Oh shit.
But yeah, no, I as far as like going forward, I mean, yeah, maybe we could do Genocide again. XPW Ooh. Genocide.
Well, if they need another ring, actually the ring, you know, the UEW ring is the same ring that was at Genocide, because it was AWCs. I don't remember the history of the ring, but that's always what we were told by Andre. But yeah, hit UEW up, we'll get you a cheaper ring.
I there's some familiar, you know, faces from like UEW and CCW and what have you that I'd love to see show up. Mariah Moreno,
she is one of my one of the top ones I'd like to see there. Hatebreed, Gina Rivera, another one.
Oh, Hatebreed was
perfect.
Fucking and own.
I saw Tornado like tagging him and the XPW, and I can't argue. Yeah, is he a UEW champion? Yeah, but do I want him to see him in XPW? Yeah. So.
Oh, Hatebreed's a heat magnet. He is made for XPW.
Rob Black, if you are hearing this, or Will, or anyone, if you don't know Hatebreed, Hatebreed, Gina Rivera, or Gina Rivera, check him out. I mean, his heat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. They would be insane not to reach out to him. Mariah would be great for the women's tournament.
I didn't even think about that. I'd love to see Mariah in that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know the scene even, you know, better than I
do. I know the local, because I know the local, you know, California scene. And
is that girl, I mean, she wasn't great in the ring necessarily, but butt stuff, is she still around?
I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to react like that. Yeah, she is. She works for another promotion I do stuff for.
So. Oh, okay. Well, hey, put butt stuff. There you go. She could be, you know, maybe not in the women's wrestling tournament, but, you know.
I'm just going to not talk.
Guy Cool.
Oh, yeah. He's a great awesome promo, great vignettes. Always makes for good TV and stuff. And he knows how to film a promo the right way. You know, this way, not this way, bullshit.
Yeah, Guy Cool does do some cool
pet peeve. Fucking film your promo the right way, which I loved. I popped hard for on one of the, I can't remember which episode of XPW TV, where he's getting mad because he got the promo the wrong way. I was like, yes, that's fucking hell. You got to do all this shit, but sorry.
Who knows? Maybe, you know, Todd put the tool gear back on. Oh, you know, never know.
For those who didn't get the reference, Dan claims I was Tool in XPW.
I am totally convinced you were Tool.
You're totally convinced.
In XPW, well, Todd. Right. We never saw him on Mask. So, you know. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw the GIMP outfit when I was down there last time.
Well, I didn't. Now, that's totally separate. That could just be from my Pulp Fiction collection.
This is true. This is true. Inspired Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? Our very own resident masked maniac someday. You never know. Never say never. But yeah, no, those are some names I definitely love to see. There's a lot more, obviously. But yeah, man, I'm just excited again. I'm excited. So they if not a home run, they definitely put on an awesome show. So I was pleased. Going forward, I'd love to see some of the old XPW concepts, super shows, whatever you want to call them, utilized. And yeah, any closing thoughts, Todd? Anything that we missed?
I loved the venue. Hopefully they'll let him back. I saw the carpet that was down there, and I was like, I knew the thumbtacks and glass. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nightmare to get out of there. See, okay, I'll leave with this. Most people were like, oh my God, the show was so long. I'm used to like 12, 13-hour days at a wrestling show. So this was like, it's a normal day.
Yeah, it's nice when you don't have to clean
do
up.
Anything. I don't ever want to do anything again now.
Yeah, it is nice to just go and enjoy a show and not have to set up the ring and, you know, all of that stuff. But, man, yeah, it always, like I said, shows like this make me want to get back into the swing of things. So,
We go.
It always does, Todd.
Danger Dan coming soon.
I was primetime DJ Shine, sir. Get it right.
Well, we don't say the S word, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. You fucked up.
S-H-I-N-E. But no, dude, like, seriously, we're going to follow it going forward. If you want real alternatives, guys, get out there, spread the word. Again, not everybody knows what XPW is, but hey, there's rumblings. Maybe they saw Dark Side of the Ring. You know, maybe they've probably seen footage of Free Fall. Spread the word. It's very important. I think by all accounts, this show was a pretty big success in terms of the crowd and the everything. Crowd was good. And yeah. This was also one interesting point that somebody asked me to bring up. Do you think there's going to be any issues as far as like AEW talent working XPW shows?
I think there will be a point that they won't be happy with that, because what's the content?
That's what I was wondering, because supposedly they're barring people from Control Your Narrative, which I don't know why they would feel the need to do that.
Well, if they're under contract, I get that.
Well, they can, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of makes you look more like WWE when you're, being a dick about, if somebody can take a date. I'm not exactly expecting to see, like, Daniel Bryan working XPW, but
awesome.
It would be. But if Sonny Kiss wanted to take an XPW date or something, well, why not?
Breathe aloud, Dan.
Cynical says they won't be able to ignore it. XPW is already creating buzz in the indie community. I hope so. I really do hope so. Because we need it. We need XPW.
Yeah. I want to do more XPW related content. So
absolutely. Yeah.
I know the first one we did a live post show, but if we're there live, that's too much. We might be able to do it, like, if it's not like we're not done at 2 a.m. but
you know what we could do, which I think would be interesting to watch with like new fans or people that have never seen XPW, is a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Not pay-per-view, force of habit, super show, whatever. Like,
no, they're pay-per-views. You pay for pay-per-view on Fight.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm talking the old stuff. We do a Genocide watch along, or a Free Fall watch along, or a Baptized in Blood watch along. I think that'd be kind of cool with newbies checking it out. So maybe we'll do that at some point. So I think that's it. It is, I don't have the website up. It's thexpw.com or
thexpwwrestling.com. Yes, thexpwwrestling.com.
Okay. And you can watch the TV on there too, right?
The new episode. Well, they have the most recent episode posted on the main page. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can watch it on the XPW app on Roku, and Fight TV. They're all free. You don't have to pay for the weekly show, so you can watch them there pretty much on any streaming device or your computer, phone, whatever.
Yeah, I get that Fight app and catch up on the storyline.
The only things I have ordered on my Fight app are both XPW pay-per-views and Supreme's Hall of Fame.
Nice.
And honestly, that's the only content I'll buy. It's XPW related.
It helps for sure. They need that revenue. And
I went to the show, $125. So plus the extra 20 for the thing. So I'm supporting this.
I think that was money well spent, honestly. There's some shows that are just fucking chores. There's some indies out there, not to throw anybody under the bus. It's just like, fuck, like I'm only maybe spending $20, but I just like I just want to fucking go home. So luckily XPW's not that. I don't think they're gonna be that. So anybody watching, just stay brave, don't change a thing, and I think XPW is gonna be an even bigger success than before. So on that note, you can catch me on S'mores and Doors later this weekend, but also here, Flesh Wound Features on YouTube. If you haven't, hit that thumbs up. That really helps us. Subscribe to the channel. That also helps us quite a bit. We will be back here Thursday night, which is a special night once again at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then immediately following that show on YouTube, we will be going to patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for a live watch along of Piranha 3D for our patrons. So you guys hang out with us, watch a movie, It'll be awesome, and you can chant whatever you want
with us. I got to figure out. I'm watching it in 3D while we do it, so I can tell you guys when the 3D tits are coming
out. Yeah. Get a Todd's Tool chant going from now on. Make that a thing.
All right. Let's wrap it like our fifth time. All right, let's just hit the button before we start talking.
Good night.